This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition. Second straight year we have done a spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It was the original idea of my Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament sponsors at Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. They thought, hey, you already do the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast on its own, covering all 32 teams equally. How about for people in the Tampa Bay area? Just do a spin-off fantasy podcast each week based on the Buccaneers and the team they are playing. And it was a very good idea from Colin and Jeremy and Sean, and we continue to run with it. And Brandon Legal Group is simply super to me. They buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, including the final event of 2019, which will be Todd Wright Tour XXII. My 22nd event, and my first ever holiday spectacular. It will be at West Chase Golf Club December 14th. Brandon Legal Group will be there. Brandon Legal Group is playing on Monday in the annual CABA event for those that are involved with businesses in Carrollwood that know about CABA. That will be played at Carrollwood Country Club. Brandon Legal Group has a lot of roots here, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. If you are in need of legal assistance of any kind, remember they are a full-service law firm. You can call them anytime for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. All right, so off the bye week, always an advantage for the team. Off the bye week, Tampa Bay playing Tennessee. There's not much to see here from a football standpoint. There's not much to see here that would stand out from a fantasy standpoint, other than some obvious things that have been going on for both teams all season long. We've reached the midpoint of the fantasy season, and you know, if you don't have the record you want, you don't make drastic moves with your better players unless it improves your team. So, for example, if you have Derrick Henry and you're only 2-5 and you're overthinking not playing Derrick Henry against a Buccaneer defense that is one of the top five in the NFL against the run, it's a bad move. Some don't understand what it means, where the matchup more than anything kind of dictates a ceiling and a floor. So can you expect a 2-touchdown, 125-yard game out of Derrick Henry this week against the Buccaneers? Probably not. But considering his volume, and Henry will get volume, even though this is week two of the probably very short-lived, not saying that Marcus Mariota is still the future of the Titans. He's not. But the volume will still be there for Henry. And it would be an ignorant move for Henry owners to bench Henry in this matchup just because they're intimidated by the Buccaneer defense. Just think about it this way. last week, Latavius Murray and the Saints against the Bears. Bear defense, right? Mm-hmm. Murray, first start of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Murray owners were rewarded if they had the guts to put him in the lineup. So reverse thinking here, you do not bench Derrick Henry. Just do not expect him to single-handedly lead you to a victory. Similarly, the Titans are a solid pass defense. I'll say solid. The Bucs are a better run defense than the Titans are a pass defense. But this just in, it's more important to play pass defense in the NFL than it is run defense. That's just the modern NFL. But from a fantasy standpoint, you don't overthink playing Godwin or Evans this week if you're an owner of one of those players. Godwin continues to be one of, if not the top, wide receiver in fantasy football, and coming off the bye week will only help Godwin, who for at least a month has been dealing with some form of a hip issue. So Godwin is in your lineup, and just to a lesser extent, so is Mike Evans. I mean, basically, they've exchanged roles this year. You drafted Godwin as a wide receiver two. He's been a wide receiver one. You drafted Mike Evans as a wide receiver one. He's been more of a wide receiver two. But they're still in your lineup this week, even though the matchup is not the best and the quarterback throwing to them is not the best. So those are the three obvious plays. They're in your lineup from the Tennessee-Tampa Bay game. There is no other obvious play. If I were to pick one, it's Winston, and here's why. Some of you are probably dealing with a productive quarterback on a bye week, or you're a Patrick Mahomes owner, and you still don't know whether or not he's going to go on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. So in that case, if Jameis Winston was your backup, or if Jameis Winston is available on waivers, as he is in a significant percentage of leagues, Winston is a fantasy football quarterback, much like Matt Ryan is a fantasy football quarterback, much like Matt Stafford is a fantasy football quarterback, in terms of putting up better fantasy numbers than they put up wins. So Winston would probably be the next best option beyond those three that I gave you, if you are in that situation where your normal quarterback that has gotten you this far, hopefully a plus 500 record at this point in the season, is not available to you. We're kind of at that point again where Winston needs a good game to quell the thought that he's going to be benched and the Bucs will move on from him. And a number of times Winston does that. I think it's much more likely in this spot than it is at the end of this long road trip going all the way to Seattle, although Seattle's pass defense is not, it's basically average. But I think this is, even though the Titans' pass defense is better, it just feels coming off the bye week and against a team like Tennessee, more of a spot for Winston than Seattle next week before they come back home to play the Arizona Cardinals. I wouldn't get over creative on, ooh, this is going to be a Ronald Jones week. JoeBucksFan.com going out of their way to talk about, answer the question, why doesn't Ronald Jones play more? It's the reason why a number of running backs do not play more in the NFL. If a head coach and an offensive coordinator feel that that running back is going to make a mistake on blitz pickup or pass protection and get their quarterback hit and potentially knocked out of the game or out for the season, they are less likely to give that running back additional reps. And Ronald Jones falls into that category. They have to protect him when he is on the field, and by doing so, they are protecting Jameis Winston from being the victim of Jones not being able to pick up a blitz or his assignment. So Winston is not further attacked, and let's face it, the offensive line isn't that good anyway, especially the right side. I know there are some that want to get creative and play a Titans wide receiver this week. Good luck with that. Playing a Titans wide receiver the last 3 years is erratic. There's no consistency to it. Most of them are not even rostered. Corey Davis has gone his entire National Football League career now with more expectation than production. Could one of them put up 15 fantasy points in this game? Sure. Good luck projecting it. It's kind of like someone even emailed me moments before I recorded this podcast saying, oh, so if Devontae Adams doesn't go, which Packer wide receiver should I play? The answer is none of them, because you have nothing to go on that any of them are going to be on the receive to get the volume and get the fantasy points. Because honestly, none of them are very good. So none of them are going to be consistent. And Rodgers knows that, and so does LaFleur. That's why Aaron Jones has four touchdown games occasionally. And Jamal Williams gets work too. So good luck with that. Now, again, in DFS, this is a whole other issue where you're trying to save money on one or two positions, so you have stars at two or three positions. Sure, this is where you throw darts like that, but not in season-long leagues where you're just like, ooh, I'm going to take advantage of the lousy buck pass defense, so I'm going to play A.J. Brown, or I'm going to play Corey Davis, or, ooh, it's Adam Humphries. Adam Humphries has had zero impact on the Tennessee Titans this year. Now, Tannehill is the quarterback. Don't get creative there in a season-long league and pick him up. Don't do it. So there is this feeling that the passing game, and after 1 week, is slightly better than it was in the inconsistent first six-plus weeks with Marcus Mariota, but don't overdo it there. Just don't. Tight ends are basically irrelevant in fantasy football this year. I illustrated that in the previous edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, where I said, as random as DSTs are, they're more predictable and productive this year in fantasy football. As many as seven DSTs were more productive than the number two fantasy tight end last week. Numbers are down for Kelsey. Numbers are down for Ertz. Numbers are down for Kittle. Gronk is promoting basically football versions of American Ninja Warrior, traveling around the country and making Fox appearances. He's not playing anymore. O.J. Howard, disappointment. Delanie Walker, big first game, very little since. Stop worrying about tight ends. And if you're in an outdated, mandatory start a tight end league, pick one and just get it over with. Literally, spend 30 seconds on it. Don't agonize over it. Don't. There's nothing to be seen there. It's not going to win you games. It's not going to lose you games. And next year, get rid of it. Get rid of the mandatory tight end. I've been telling you for years, get rid of it. Nothing exciting at either kicker position. We rarely talk about kickers here on the Fantasy Podcast. And for those of you looking for a streaming DST, sure. Titans DST in a Jameis bad game. Could put up some points, but there are, I think, better options out there in the DST world. But if you want to take a flyer on that, that's probably better than taking one on a Titans wide receiver. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition is presented by Brandon Legal Group. You're a full-service law firm. Call them anytime for a free consult. And remember, they are full service, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Feel free to follow me on Facebook. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Instagram, at ToddWright2019. Or email me your fantasy questions at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com.